Good morning, everyone. My name is Jim Glover, and I am Chair of Trustees at the Community Foundation for Surrey. Our mission is growing local philanthropy to change lives. Each county in England has a community foundation, and here is a short 90-second video introducing our own.
There is a hidden side to Surrey.
Unknown to many, pockets of deprivation.
Places of hidden need.
Food banks feeding the hungry.
Families walking a financial tightrope.
Loneliness and exclusion.
Local challenges need a local solution.
That's why the Community Foundation for Surrey exists.
An independent charity with 15 years of experience.
On a mission to help the vulnerable.
A trusted partner that understands.
Every problem is different.
Knowledge is power.
The power to turn problems with deep roots into tomorrow's green shoots.
Joining those in a position to give with those driving local action.
Within our county, there are many who can help, many who want to join a movement.
Empowering the community.
Delivering positive change.
Standing side by side.
Bringing hope.
Because while you can always go it alone, together we can be part of something far, far bigger.
Together we can help our local communities.
Together we can enable lasting change.
Together we can.
Last summer, led by our Chief Executive, Laura, who was featured on the video, we reached the significant milestone of having delivered £10 million worth of grants over our 15-year history. Indeed, in our last financial year, completed at the end of this March, for the first time ever, we awarded over £2 million in the 12 months. A wonderful achievement. However, when our small staff team of 10 met with our 10 trustees in January to review our strategy, we knew that if we were to fulfil our role in the county, indeed, I would call it a duty, we would have to raise that 2 million of grants a year to more than 7 million a year by 2025. We began to formulate an ambitious plan to move towards that objective, which means that our current endowments of around £12 million, now this is money we control and which is invested to provide consistent future support for the needy in Surrey, that £12 million has to grow to £25 million over the next 5 years, all donated by local philanthropists and supporters. Ambitious, certainly, but absolutely vital if we are to even begin to help address the levels of deprivation and inequality of opportunity which exist in our county. So great plans. And then came the end of March, the COVID-19 crisis, and the resulting unprecedented lockdown. The many everyday fundraising activities and events which normally take place immediately ceased. Charities everywhere were plunged into financial crisis at exactly the same time as demand for their critical services soared. We had to respond rapidly. Our planning was accelerated. The Coronavirus Response Fund was launched, whilst our staff and volunteers immediately adjusted to working from home and began their magnificent efforts to do all they could to help our communities. In the 6 months since lockdown commenced, the team have raised over £2 million from local donors and applications to national emergency appeals. And this figure will grow to 2.4 million very soon. We have awarded 249 grants, totalling nearly £2 million to local charities and voluntary groups, and estimate that this vital support has enabled over 120,000 local people to be helped across Surrey. A great start, and a wonderful testament to all donors, charities and volunteers across Surrey who collectively rose so magnificently to the challenge. However, as we emerge from lockdown, demand for the often life-saving services provided by our charities has truly rocketed. Over 60% of this increase is from people who have never before had to seek help from the charity sector. Indeed, 1 in 8 of all people living in the UK are expected to request support in this way at some time over the next 12 months. 1 in 8. All as a direct result of the challenges created by the pandemic. Feedback from our extensive network across Surrey strongly indicates that charities remain critically short of funds, with many uncertain if they will even be able to continue. The human cost of the pandemic has already been enormous, and the long-term effects on communities will be felt for years to come. The good news is that we continue to identify many new philanthropists in Surrey, donors who want to make a real difference to the lives of the vulnerable members of their communities. Now, all of this information and much more is readily accessible on our website, where you can share our current activities, see and hear explanations of the often shocking levels of deprivation in our county, and take genuine consolation from some heartwarming stories of successful interventions. We also realise that our community foundation for Surrey, as a totally independent and trusted charity, has a key leadership role to play, both now and in the future, as we strive to ensure that no one living in our county is left behind. We describe that leadership role with two words: connect and convene. Just as we are doing with the Coronavirus Response Fund, we are in a unique position to bring together donors, charities, and volunteers with those who need urgent help, support, and hope. One way in which we will do this is through a series of webinars, which I had never heard of before, where we shine the light on a problem and discuss possible short and longer term solutions together. Solutions to specific issues of concern here in Surrey. Serious problems which have for far too long been hidden in plain sight. We began the Hidden in Plain Sight series in early July with the focus on domestic abuse and continued later in the month with the topic of mental health issues amongst children and young people. If you would like to catch up, recordings of those events can be found on our website in the news section. Our third webinar is actually this coming Tuesday evening, when we will be addressing the issue of loneliness and isolation. Please join us if you can. Booking is very easy and it's through our website. In October, we plan a discussion on the deeply troubling subject of human trafficking. Yes, it's a real problem here in Surrey. And other gatherings will then follow virtually on a regular basis. In closing, I can do no better than refer to the cunningly placed advertising you've been watching throughout. Together we can make a significant and lasting difference. My thanks to Alan for inviting me, to you all for listening to me this morning, and my special thanks to our Zoom master, Reverend Ian, who will now play me out with a shortened version of the video.
Local challenges need a local solution.
That's why the Community Foundation for Surrey exists.
An independent charity with 15 years of experience.
On a mission to help the vulnerable, joining those in a position to give with those driving local action.
Within our county, there are many who can help, many who want to join a movement.
Together, we can be part of something far, far bigger.
Together, we can help our local communities.
Together, we can enable lasting change.
Together.
Together.
Together we
can. Together we can.
Together.
Together we can.
Together we can.
Together we can.
Together
we can.
Together
we can.